In summer, we dream of winter, and in winter, we dream of summer. But what if your whole year was spent at freezing or below? Each year at the Casey Research Station in Antarctica, 27 Australian men and women from various trades and professions spend the full 12 months on site. During the summer season, the number of people might swell to about 100, but for the bulk of the time, it's that core 27. So what drives someone to want to spend a year freezing their butt off with the same 26 people? Is it adventure? Is it curiosity? Is it a want to test your mental and physical capability? I don't know, but I'm keen to find out. Now, Adam McLaughlin is a North Queensland-based electrician, and Adam applied and was selected to spend 2016 at the Casey Research Centre, and he joins us this morning to give us some insight into his year on ice. Adam, how are you?
Good, thanks. Willie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. So,
no problem.
Answer my question. What possesses someone to want to do this?
I don't know. I'd always been into travelling, and I'd done the backpacking thing, and I'd worked out west doing FIFO work, so I was used to remote places. And then I was just talking to a fellow I was working with, and he told me he went down there in the 80s, told me some cool stories, and I just thought it'd be a chance of a lifetime to witness something that not many people get a chance to see. So that's how it came about.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing. And so what was the recruitment process like? Because I imagine it's quite intense.
It took probably from when I applied to when I got the gig was probably 6 months. And you do an online questionnaire, and then if you make it through the next round, you have to do a two-day interview down in Hobart or Brisbane or one of the major cities where they have these interview weekends, and that's more a psychological thing to see if you're work well with others, don't play well with others, if you're a leader or a follower, and just try and pick people who are going to be get along with each other down there for the common goal sort of thing.
Yeah, and so what is the common goal for the 12 months? Is it kind of maintenance? Is it
survive? No, it's yeah, we're down there to keep in winter to keep everything running because there's no research projects that happen over winter because it's just too harsh. So over winter, you're there to keep everything ticking over and do a few little jobs that you can, and then in summer, that's when the action happens with the research projects and extra construction projects going on.
Right. Okay. And tell us about getting dressed for an average day.
Well, at first, when you first get down there, you put everything you got on because you think you're going to turn into a popsicle when you walk outside. And then you start sweating it up because the clothes are so good. But an average day, I always wore thermals, a set of warm overalls, and then a big down jacket over the top, along with your beanie and your gloves and your goggles. So.
Oh my God. Okay. And so, and what was like what you as an electrician, what was the biggest challenge for you down there working in those conditions?
If you got to do anything outside, that's because a fair bit of electrical work is fine. Like working with small cables and pliers and stuff, sometimes you just can't do that with a big set of gloves on. So you got to get down to your bare hands in minus 10, minus 15 degree weather.
God.
So you get good at doing those things quickly. So.
Oh my God. Okay. And so what, tell us about the best day that you had down there. Was it like seeing certain animals? Was it, tell us about the best day down there.
The best day, or the moment that I remember, like when I really thought I was in Antarctica, we'd gone out to repair a remote weather station, which is about 120 k's away from station. So when we arrived there, we arrived in the evening, so it was dark. And I got up in the morning to come out and see where we were, and all I could see to the horizon in every direction was white. It seemed dead flat white to every horizon, and wind blowing snow across the ground about 30 centimetres off the ground. I just thought, this is what Antarctica is like. There was only me and five other fellas there, so it was pretty remote. And, that was probably the moment when I thought, there's not many people have had this experience in their life, so I was pretty lucky about that one.
Yeah. And what was the worst day? Was there a day? Because you don't ever get off Antarctica, do you? Like, you're there for the 12 months.
Yeah, you're there for the 12 months, and you have Sunday and Saturday afternoon off, so you get a bit of downtime, but you can't really, nip off somewhere.
You're not going to the corner pub. Let's.
No.
So, I mean, is there alcohol down there, or like what? How does that work?
Yeah, we got grog down there. You have a quota that you're allowed to follow before you go down, and then also we make homebrew down there, which is a pretty big social. Social event, so it makes for fun times. So you do a brew every week, and everyone sits around and shoots the breeze. So,
and what was the breakdown of male and female in that core 27?
For our year, that 27, there was three women and the rest of men.
Oh wow! What was that dynamic like?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. Everyone, it was pretty good. Look, everybody. Everybody goes down there knowing that it's going to be like that, more than likely. And we had a really good group of people who got along for the most part. I'm sure some people didn't see eye to eye on certain issues, but nothing that jeopardised the year for everybody. So, you know, we had a good time down there.
Were there any really cracking storms where you thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it?
Yeah, the biggest storm we had for the year was a blizzard that lasted close to 10 days,
oh.
I think. The average wind speed was probably 70 knots, and it maxed out at 134 knots.
Oh, my God.
Which is, it's like Category 5 cyclone.
Can you go outside, or are you just stuck in your little witchies?
You're not allowed to go outside when it's over 100 knots. But you just crack the door and have a look. It's pretty vicious.
Oh, my.
But you do have to, because all the buildings are separated, the electricians and the diesel fitters have to go over to the generator house every now and then to do observations, maintenance. So sometimes you just got to go out in that weather. So when you do, you have to have a harness and you got to tie up to the buildings with the rope so you can so you don't get blown away.
Oh my God! And so how do you maintain relationships with loved ones back at home? Is it just weekly kind of Skype, or is it, how does that work?
Oh, phone calls. There's not enough there's not enough bandwidth to do Skype. It just burns all the internet that you have up down there. So telephone, emails, and
That's about as connected as you go. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like you're back in the 80s or the 90s.
Oh, in saying that, when I left my house here at up north of Brampton Beach, I didn't even have phone reception here, so I had better phone reception in Antarctica.
You had better connectivity. All right, and last question. What was the first thing you did when you got back home?
Oh, the first thing I did? We get into Hobart. We got in late, so we went to the hotel. But the first thing I did the next day was catch up with my cousin Terry and her husband and their kids. And I had a bowl of fresh fruit and yogurt, and it was the best fresh fruit I've eaten in the whole year. The last piece of fruit I ate was a 9-month-old apple.
Oh, God.
That was pretty nice, having some fresh banana and cherries and stuff like that. So,
oh my God, that must have tasted amazing.
Yeah, it hit the right spot. That's right.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much. I could keep talking to you for hours, but I have to go. But thank you so much for your time this morning. It was fabulous hearing about your year down on Antarctica.